Senate Democrats today rejected a Republican proposal aimed at breaking a bitter deadlock over one of President Bush's federal appeals court nominees. The Republicans had offered to hold another Senate hearing on D.C. Circuit Court nominee Miguel Estrada. That offer followed a demand by the president today that the Senate abandon the use of filibusters in all judicial appointment cases. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After falling 5 votes short of the 60 he needed last week to cut off a month-long filibuster, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist declared today he's not giving up on winning Senate approval of Estrada, a 41-year-old lawyer who's an immigrant from Honduras.
He deserves an up or down vote, and I will continue to pursue every avenue possible in terms of reaching out.
Frist offered to bring Estrada back before the Senate Judiciary Committee for another confirmation hearing, in addition to the one held last fall when Democrats controlled the Senate. But Democratic Whip Harry Reid replied that such a hearing would not suffice.
We would be willing to, of course, attend the hearing and ask questions to Mr. Estrada if, in fact, we had, in addition to that, the documents that we've requested from the solicitor's office while he worked there.
Those documents are internal memoranda Estrada wrote while working in the Solicitor General's office in the 1990s. Similar documents have been turned over by some other administrations, but the White House has said it will not release the ones written by Estrada, citing objections from previous solicitors general. Democrats say the documents are crucial for better understanding Estrada's judicial temperament, and without them, they say, there will be no up or down vote on his nomination. Orrin Hatch, the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, accused Democrats today of trying to thwart the president.
It's a systematic and calculated effort to block the nominees of the president of this country from the federal bench. And I think it's time to stop it. It is time to reform the system, to de-escalate.
And in a letter sent today to Senate leaders, President Bush declared the judicial confirmation process broken and called for a permanent Senate rule requiring timely up or down votes on judicial nominees, in effect banning filibusters. But the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, said it's not his party's fault the Senate is at an impasse.
What has impeded a Senate vote on the Estrada nomination has been the political game being played by the White House with this nomination. It's part of an effort to pack the federal courts.
In a sign of more trouble to come, Senate Democrats today objected to holding up or down votes on 5 other controversial circuit court nominees. On Thursday, Republicans will attempt once again to end the Estrada filibuster. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.